Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
From out of this world in-ring masters being told to trim the fat to get over, to already larger-than-life sensations being forced to consider a future without their trademark luscious locks. This multitude of stellar superstars thankfully all found the guts to tell management precisely where to go. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers who refuse to change their bodies. Number 10, Bronson Reed won't cover up his tattoo. Despite being put through his paces in a number of main roster dark matches earlier this year, former NXT North American champion Bronson Reed still shockingly found himself on the chopping block on August 8th, on the back of another bout of unexpected WWE culling. But with many clueless as to why Vince McMahon and his Yes Men couldn't see any value in a star boasting the size and natural charisma of the Titanic Australian, Reed has now revealed a certain demand he wasn't willing to accept that could have played a part in WWE getting cold feet on the developmental sensation. As Reed, aka Jonah Rock, revealed on his podcast / YouTube show Jonah Drome, John Laurinaitis had hinted at the star needing to cover up a tattoo on his person dedicated to his wife, Paige. The star seemed to think this had something to do with fans potentially being confused as to whether said ink was referring to former WWE talent, Paige. But as Reed put it himself, needing to hide away this tattoo at all is pretty silly. So it's safe to assume he wasn't willing to play ball on this particular WWE problem. Number 9, Naomi rocks her natural hair after getting in the door. For way too long, it seemed as though WWE had been determined to keep Naomi from fulfilling her potential as one of the hottest acts in the company. Everything from her dynamic in-ring arsenal and vibrant array of neon-tinged outfits / entrances scream megastar. But alas, things haven't clicked for the former SmackDown Women's Champion for some time. Perhaps one of the most unique and eye-catching elements of the star who demands you to feel the glow is her often impressive hairstyles, with Naomi using her own natural style to separate herself from the crowd. However, this wasn't always the case, as the performer herself revealed on the New Day's Feel the Power podcast. In Naomi's words, "I remember when I first came in and I wanted to wear my natural hair. And they were like, 'We want you to look this way.' I showed them an old picture and I had long, straight hair, and that's the look they were wanting me to go with." After doing it WWE's way to get in the door, Naomi ultimately decided that she wanted to be herself once she got to a certain level, gifting us the finest locks in the game today ever since. Number 8, Brie Bella turns down a suggested boob job. There's no escaping the fact that a great many of the talented women to have plied their trade within WWE's walls have opted to go under the knife for one reason or another. But for the most part, this decision has been entirely their own. However, in the case of former Divas champion Brie Bella, a boob job was brought into her sphere via outside interference. While speaking to Lillian Garcia on the Making Their Way to the Ring pod, Brie confessed that WWE producers asked if I would allow them to pay for me to have a boob job. The Bella was having none of it at the time, despite her twin Nikki deciding to go down the surgical route during her stint with the company. As time has gone by and Brie has now become the parent of two children, her stance has evidently softened on having a breast augmentation procedure. She even hinted at a potential surgery at some point in 2019, after admitting she wanted to make her, in her words, saggy boobs perky again on Total Bellas. Number 7, Carlito refuses to go to rehab. He may have made a career out of spitting in the face of people who didn't want to be cool, but former WWE star Carlito also seemed to utilize this tactic when being nudged towards rehab in the latter stages of his run with Vince McMahon's company. With Carlito being thrown into a duo with his brother Primo after a gradual ushering out of the spotlight as a single star, it soon became clear that WWE weren't entirely confident in pushing the apple-spitting wrestler in quite the same way they once had. Perhaps the most obvious explanation behind this decline in trust was Carlito's violation portion of the wellness program, and his subsequent response to being pulled up. Instead of heading to rehab to tackle his issues with painkiller addiction, Carlito declined and was swiftly given the boot shortly after. Had the Cologne brother decided to get his body clean in the immediate aftermath of said violation, maybe there was a world where he could have made his way back into the increasingly stale early 2010s main event scene. Number 6. Adam Cole will not be cutting his locks, baby. Before thoroughly shocking the system in rocking up to AEW's All Out 2021 event, mere days after his WWE contract had finally expired, Vince McMahon and his goon squad had one last crack at convincing the one-time NXT champion to stay put in the land of the giants. On top of reportedly pitching to repackage Adam Cole as a manager upon arriving on the main roster, someone had the bright idea of stripping away the uber-talented former UE man's beautiful brown locks pre-SmackDown or Raw run. Needless to say, judging from his eventual decision to opt for a different brand of black and gold, Cole wasn't in any way interested in becoming a short back and sides wingman to a Bearcat. With a whole host of WWE legends all heading down the long-haired route over the years, and becoming marquee main eventers in the process, it must be said that it's particularly strange that someone thought it necessary to literally cut one of a star's most recognizable features in order to separate them from their NXT past. Protect those follicles at all costs, baby. Some folks just don't get a choice in the matter. Number 5. Yokozuna and Vader gain weight at a weight loss clinic. Back in the 90s, wrestling icons Vader and Yokozuna both found themselves in the unwanted category of talented performers who needed to drop the pounds in the eyes of Vinnie Mac and the gang, meaning that both men were ultimately carted off to a weight loss clinic to aid them in their quest to literally shape up. However, things didn't exactly go to plan from the get-go, as Jim Ross detailed during a conversation with Post Wrestling. Both men still discovered a way to get around the arduous task of shedding weight. As JR put it, "I got the first report and they had only been there a week and they had gained weight. We found out they were sneaking out at night and going to get chicken." Yokozuna would actually go on to drop around 100 pounds in the end, but that still wasn't enough to get him medically cleared to compete in some states. Number 4. Charlotte Flair is muscular and proud. Never one to shy away from a fight, as recent backstage altercations highlight, Charlotte Flair once again refused to back down when being blasted for her physical appearance by an inferior male this year. Taking to Twitter in February, the Queen posted that a dude told me I looked like a man, and I told him if he lifted like me, he could too. I think the term is, got him. The highly decorated WWE megastar also touched upon this sensitive subject back in March 2022, posting on Twitter that despite being called ugly, fat, and too muscular over the course of her life, among many other unsavory things, she revealed that for the first time in 33 years, she feels confident, sexy, strong, and like a queen in her own skin. So don't expect this ripped wrestler to change a damn thing for anyone anytime soon. Number 3. Rhea Ripley isn't feeling a one all over. As far as overall looks go in the current WWE landscape, few hold a candle to Rhea Ripley's in terms of sheer originality. Flaunting a half-shaved bonnet, tattoos, piercings, and variously studded leather get-ups, the Nightmare has carved out her own unique place in an often bland environment. Yet as one-time colleague Billie Kay, aka Jessica McKay, revealed on Twitter in April, the former NXT Women's Champion has had to stave off a few calls to further set herself apart from the rest of the pack. In a tweet sent out by the iconic Australian, Kay responded to former NXT talent Josiah Williams' theory of Ripley's hair getting shorter as she continues to grow within the company by confessing that she's already advised her to bite the bald bullet. She said, "Literally told her the other day she should shave her head. I think she could absolutely rock it. She's so cool." As evidenced in the fact that Ripley is still rampaging around Raw with a decent amount of hair still on her skull, it's safe to say that the next level talent isn't feeling the skinhead look just yet. But you can never say never when it comes to a Nightmare. Number 2. Ric Flair didn't want to commit to a Spartacus cut. Perhaps one of the most recognizable faces ever to grace the wrestling landscape, and still a much talked about name to this day, though notably for much more unsettling reasons post Dark Side of the Ring doc, it's hard to imagine Ric Flair ever lacing up to go to war inside of a squared circle without boasting his signature swishing blonde locks. But towards the end of his WCW tenure, that's precisely what was being considered for the Nature Boy, with Flair even going as far as to trim his iconic wig in order to prep himself for the potential role of Spartacus on the program. After likening himself to a 12-year-old kid with a surfboard shoved up his butt, Flair soon decided that this direction wasn't for him, and ultimately ventured over to Vinnie Mac's then WWF. Thankfully, by the time he lifted the WWF Championship at the 1992 Royal Rumble, Flair's Spartacus do was nowhere to be seen, defiantly banishing the idea of what could have been had Jim Herd got his way with the former WCW World Heavyweight Champion. Number 1. Kevin Owens won't be KO'd by Vince McMahon's calls to lose weight. Plainly put, one of the most fascinating aspects of Kevin Owens' entire presentation is the fact that a man of his size is still able to pull off feats of insane athleticism with mesmerizing ease. But in the wake of KO and Chris Jericho apparently stinking up the joint at WrestleMania 33 in the eyes of the boss, the former Universal Champion was said to have been ordered to bring his waist size down. As Le Champion himself would later reveal, Vince McMahon went straight after Owens' size in the wake of their Show of Shows stinker, an act made that little bit more surprising due to Jericho feeling it was actually a fairly decent battle. But as the former AEW World Champion confessed, Vince told him, "You need to lose weight and this is terrible and you don't know anything." Far from choosing to completely change up his look in order to fit the WWE mold, though, KO has continued to amaze in his own skin whenever called upon, putting on a string of Thunderdome spectacles against Roman Reigns coming into 2021. Hopefully, this prize fighter will be given a chance to once again spread his wings someday soon, be that in WWE or elsewhere.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.